Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Are you ready for the best Pan-African music and music news? Well, I've got it for you. Here's the rundown for today. I'm going to open and close the show with gorgeous classic music, Ghanaian hip life, Afro-Cuban salsa, and Angolan semba. Now, at half past the hour, Song of the Week takes us to current Nigeria with Dare Alade's amazing new single, Ja Guide Me. And we go vintage with some incredible traditional music from Liberia, recorded by Music Time in Africa founder, the late Leo Sarkisian, in 1968. And there's more. I have plenty of new, fresh Afropop, bonga flavor, and desert blues. And my featured artist for today is the neo-traditional duo, the Matalitsu Band from Malawi. Yobu Maligwa and Yosefe Kalekene joined me virtually from Lilongwe, along with their manager Neil Nayar, to talk about their incredible rise to fame in recent years and their new fresh single, which is a collaboration with an alternative music group, a trio called Tiktu from the Ukraine. So that's it. That's the show. It's going to be awesome. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy this show. Here's Bice Osei-Kufuor, better known as Obuo, with Atopa Jenje. Shake your waist, bring down your knees. Let's have some fun. was Obuo from Ghana with Atopa Jinjin. Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Now to a classic. Africando was a musical project formed in 1992 that merged salsa rhythms from both sides of the Atlantic. New York-based musicians and Senegalese vocalists created a truly magical sound. The project continued strong, adding members on both sides for nearly two decades, and it released over 10 albums. This is the title track of the group's very first album release in 1992, titled Africando.
Libre. Blake. I'm from the United States, Boston, Massachusetts. I'm here in Africa. And I just want to say to you, keep listening to the music. Keep letting it inspire your heart. I'm here with Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Oh, that was recorded in 2014 when I was in Rwanda with Joey Blake and others. Hi, Joey, and to all my friends in Rwanda. Next up is Gilad's new single out of Kenya, Swahili Girl. Now, you might remember a few weeks ago, Bill Odidi brought us a great interview with him from Nairobi. So we'll enjoy his new single again right now. And then after that, you're going to meet Matalitso Band from Malawi. Earlier this week, I joined up virtually with the two musicians, Yobu Maligwa and Yosefe Kalekene, and their manager, Neil Nayar, to learn more about their story and their newest song, Siti Mamenya, a collaboration with the Ukrainian trio, Tiktu. So here's Gilad and his new single, Swahili Girl, featuring Israeli pop star, Eliad.
Swahili girl, when you speak to me, Swahili girl, I can hear the birds singing to me, yeah, yeah. Baby, speak to me, Swahili girl, relax and hear my guitar playing, yeah. Let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, before.
Swahili Girl by Gilad from Kenya. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far, and I am so glad you're spending it with me. Let me take you now to my interview from earlier this week with two street musicians who in recent years have risen up from busking in Lilongwe, Malawi's capital city, to crushing, show-stopping performances on some of the world's biggest music festival stages. They are the Maralitso Band. I joined them virtually, and Neil Nayar is translating. How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Hello. So what does Maralitso mean?
Maralitso means like blessings.
All right. So July 24th, the band released a new single, and the single is a collaboration with Ukrainian trio Tiktu.
We just got a Facebook from a guy called Lesik in Ukraine. He said, it was a nice email. We love your music of Maralitso. I play you when I go and DJ. It's lockdown. It's crazy. What about if we do an online collaboration? We'd never been to Ukraine. We've never played in Ukraine, but somehow he'd heard of the band and that was it.
That's amazing. And so you guys did your recording and your video shoot there, and they did their part in Ukraine, and then you put it together and put it out.
Recorded right here in Malawi, yes, even in this house right here.
whose house are you at?
That's my house.
Now, Neil, what is your role with the band? You're not playing in the band, but are you their manager?
It just happened quite organically that I happened to apply for a festival on their behalf and then was there to... chat with people and organize the visas and renting the cars, and we travel together and translating and all that kind of stuff that you have to do when you go on tour.
Now, Neil, are you born and raised in Malawi?
England. And I moved to Malawi 8 years ago.
And you've adopted Malawi now as your home.
Yeah.
Basically. I don't blame you. And these are your brothers. How long have you guys been playing together, and how did you first start?
2001.
Just like a random meeting in Area 49 of Lilongwe in 2001, when Yosefe was walking with a guitar and they started chatting on the street and they just got on with each other and said, hey, how about we start making some music together? That was it, a random meeting on the streets.
And were they busking in the beginning?
Yeah. And sell music and marketing.
Like in the streets, in the markets.
Okay. And so when did their career start really picking up? Because now, look, I mean, they're getting people, musicians from all over the world, from, you know, noticing them on Facebook and reaching out and saying, you know, asking to do collaborations. So how did they get from busking in the streets of Lilongwe to being noticed by other musicians worldwide asking to do collaborations with them?
Well, one simple festival in Zanzibar, but happened to be Sauti za Busara.
Not such a simple festival.
Yeah, there was a booker for Roskilde Festival in the audience. There was BBC in the audience. There was a record label in Switzerland in the audience. And these guys was their first time to play outside Malawi, but they just raised the roof. BBC said it was their favorite gig of the festival, and all of a sudden people just came and asked us, like, hey, have these guys been in Europe? How, you know, we'd like to book them. And then it just started like that. And then their first tour was 2 weeks, the next one was 5 weeks, then 9 weeks. So they just had such a great impact. Then it sort of started picking up like that.
Representing exactly? I mean, Malawi, of course, but is there something more specific? Because we should mention that cool instrument that most people have never seen, I don't think, the babatone. How are these things related? What culture are you representing?
Mimi education munganga sa madasi aku Malawi. Mimi education aku Malawi.
Is it just for Malawi,
yeah,
or Kapena, like, you say, like, more specific, like Ngoni, Kapena, Chichewa, Kapena?
I think Ngoni, Chichewa, Ngoni, Achewa.
Because they're two different tribal backgrounds, Ngoni and Chewa. And so it's a representation of that kind of vibe, I suppose, particularly from the central region of Malawi.
And Yosefe, I noticed that your drum is basically your foot kicking against the side of a drum. So you're playing the drum basically with your foot, right? I like that. The right foot, huh?
Yeah.
Not the left.
Is there like, is there somebody else who plays like that? Is there somebody else in all of Malawi? I've never seen anybody else play the drum like that, right? People have lots of creative ways, but Alipoina Mene Amayiba drum, Choncho. I think only him that plays like that.
After the coronavirus has been in some way contained and controlled and we can move freely, physically, what do they first want to do?
Just to go out and make people happy playing music. That's it.
Modalitu Band and Neil Nayar, they're in Lilongwe, Malawi. Thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you the best of luck. I love your music.
Thank you.
Skomo. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hello. All right. This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you enjoyed that special feature with Madalitsu Band from Malawi. If you want to watch that interview, it's easy. Just go to Music Time in Africa YouTube channel or watch it on Facebook. Okay, changing gears, I've got two beautiful current tunes for you now by female singers, Simi of Nigeria, and then Spale of South Africa. After that, Kwame Ofori joins me for Song of the Week. Here's Duduke by Simi.
First, let me say to you, I cannot wait to see you. You are the treasure I've been waiting for. Do you know how much I really need you? I did pray for the day when I can finally kiss you. You know, say every day I pray for you. Oh, in my heart today's a permanent place for you. That's why my heart today beat like do 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 do.
Hello, everybody. That was Mlashe by Spale from South Africa, and before that, Duduke by Simi. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the bottom of the hour, which means...
And this is the Song of the Week.
And Kwame joins me by virtual computer. Hey, as always.
Hey, guys. I am here. I am staring at Heather through my screen, trying to stay safe. Hi, Heather.
Hello, Kwame. So nice to see you. So,
great to see you.
This week's Song of the Week is from Nigeria, and it's called Jah Guide Me.
Oh, yes. And for those of you complaining, another Nigerian song, stop complaining. It's just a great song. We just have to pick it. Yes.
You know, you can't blame Nigerians for putting out amazing songs.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it's one of the most populated countries in Africa. So, you know. But anyway, the artist is Dare Alade, and this is a premiere. It's a single and a music video all at once that came out on August 14th. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to it, huh?
Let's jump right in and get inspired.
Yeah.
Breathe in my cooler, yo. Jah Guide Me, Jah Guide Me. This one all my gettings, I go get money. I see the blessings for me now, so let the blood cover me, let it cover me. Jah protect me from my enemies. Majesty, I want to cover me, oh. I want to see another day, so them people.
Dare Art Alade is very well known. He's a multi-platinum award-winning artist. But he's also a TV and a radio host. And he hasn't been making music for the past few years. So this is his first, you know, first comeback kind of in the music realm as an artist. And boy, has he done it.
Yes, I agree 100%.
What do you like about it, Kwame?
It's inspiring, and he came back with a bang. Trust Dare to pick some of the best Nigerian producers, best videographers to work on a great concept. Because even though the song is inspirational, it's very skewed towards the Christian religion, you can still feel some traditional elements. And I like that about Dare. Dare's always given us, you know, the best.
Now, musically, what I love about this song is the combination of a sort of futuristic sound that goes along with the images, some images in the video as well, and then also a real nod and kickback to Fela Afrobeat with those horn lines.
And I'm a sucker for horns.
Oh my gosh, you are.
Yes.
But also, even the way he sings with the horn line. I mean, Fela used to do that. He would sing along with the horn line. And it's perfect. But it's not that surprising because Dare's father was Art Alade, who was an Afro-jazz musician back in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yes.
So, you know, the apple does not fall far from the tree. Thank God.
Not at all, and he is, his father must be proud of him.
So that was Dare Art Alade with Jah Guide Me. I'm Heather, and
I'm Mr. Sante, and that was Song of the Week.
Yeah, baby.
All right, catch you later, Heather.
Bye.
Sure. Bye.
It's music time in Africa.
Songwriter and guitarist Afel Bokoum has just released a new studio album on World Circuit Records. It's called Linde, and it's named after the wild expanse near his hometown of Niafunke in the Timbuktu region of Mali. We're going to listen to the track Penda Jiga, which also has a beautiful animated video. It tells a story in the Songhai language and in the August 12th edition of online Flood magazine. Author Scott T. Sterling spoke with Bokoum, who explained it to him. Scott says this: "It's never easy saying goodbye to a loved one. It's even harder when surviving an encounter with the police. Such is the case with regard to Penda Jiga." He says that Bokoum told him this: "I promised this song to my friend's daughter, Penda. I explained that I was in Kulikoro, that's one of the regions in Mali, and was determined to go to Penda's engagement party. But on the way there, I was stopped by some police and had an altercation with them to the extent that they started to attack me physically. Despite everything, though, I was able to continue as far as Kabbala and see her at the airport just before she left for Michigan in the USA. And by the way, peeps, Michigan is my home state.
Okay, so here's Penda Jiga. And that was the song Penda Jiga off of Afel Bokum's new 2020 album, Linde. Hi, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa, broadcasting from Voice of America home studios. Guess where I'm taking you now? 1968 Liberia. Yes, 1968. At that time, the founder of this program, Music Time in Africa, Leo Sarkisian, who passed away June 8, 2018, recorded live music throughout the country. I've put together a trio of one-minute excerpts of three such recordings that I think you're going to like. The first one is from Lofa County in the town of Zerzere. It's a Kpele horn and drum group, and it's a victory song for a warrior. The group consists of six large elephant tusk horns, all with different pitches according to the size of the horn. If you're wondering how I know all of these little details from so long ago, it's because this same music was broadcast on Music Time in Africa in 1968, and all this information is written in the scripts of that broadcast, which I studied, and which all of you can access to online if you want to. I'll tell you about how to get online to do that at the end of the show. So here's excerpt one. Oh, Okay, so that was Kpele, horn and drum music from Lofa County, Liberia. And now for excerpt two, recorded in the same town, Zerzere, this is women's music. The lead singer is a young woman. Her name was Lopu, and she's accompanied by three other sasa players. Those are rattle gourds. She sings, "One tree cannot make a forest." Right, that was excerpt two of my deep dive into vintage music from Liberia. And for the third and final one, here's a harp song from Nimba County, Liberia. And one of the most popular instruments of the Mane people who live in this region is the Kini harp, or at least it was in 1968. The minstrel you hear is Willie Togba, singing about old age. Cool. And with that Kenny harp tune from 1968 Liberia, that wraps up my trio of 1 minute excerpts of vintage music from the Music Time in Africa archives.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right, hey guys, are you ready to rock out the last quarter of this hour with me? The next two tunes are brand new bangers from Tanzania and Nigeria. So get ready to dance if you feel like it. And then we're going to wind out the hour like we started it out today with another classic, this time from Angola. So here's the latest Bongo Flava by Ray Vanny. It's called Ngongingo.
Ngongingo. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ana Ngongingo. Whoa, whoa.
Sancho kapachu pachu, vipi la menina, wamwijaku, nampenda
anangongingo, wo 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 anango.
kama semitela Neso mneso nyuma kalambanda
Ebo, kama kiduchu akinesi kwa kanga
Gongingo La mama Paula Kajala Masanja
Ebona, vipi chanandi, kina bamba
Gongingo La sidika
Igi misifa
La shishi baby pale
akiwa This is Music Time in Africa out of Nigeria by Olamide. I'm Heather Maxwell, and it's time for the very last song of the hour. The classic sound of Angolan Semba by the great singer Bonga. Mulemba Shangola is the title track to Bonga's 2001 album release.
Hey, Mulemba Shangola. Are you a Mulemba Shangola? Hey, Mulemba Shangola. Ayuwe mulemba shangola
Kasanzu wabishila Menekenu mkwenu Kubaza kwa mushime Menekenu kubata
Mulemba shangola Ayuwe mulemba shangola Mulemba shangola Ayuwe mulemba shangola
Ayuwe Luanda Ayuwe Angola Ayuwe Bahia, etu mugete.
Mulemba Shangola. Ayuwe Mulemba Shangola. Mulemba Shangola. Ayuwe Mulemba Shangola.
Mulembera Milena, Damagia Kalundu, Angola Ritual, Africa no solo tu.
Mulemba Shangola. Ayuwe mulemba shangola mulemba shangola Ayuwe mulemba shangola
And with that beautiful Semba classic by Bonga, we say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to Madalitsu Band and to Neil Nayar for that great interview from Lilongwe. Also, thanks Kwame Ofori for joining me once again in presenting Song of the Week. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You'll get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. Videos like the Madalitsu Band interview you just heard earlier in the hour.
Also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage music, go to voanews.com/mtia-archive. Again, voanews.com/mtia-archive. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. You just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. All right, till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.